Welcome back to the Business of Government magazine, a special edition of the Business of Government Hour. All across America, small towns and large cities are facing the social realities of homelessness and the steady increase of and demand for homeless services. Sadly, our country's veterans have been more likely than most Americans to experience homelessness, in part because of their high rates of post-traumatic stress disorder, physical injuries and disabilities, and many other factors. While providing shelter and services to those most in need is critical, the national conversation is shifting from managing to ending homelessness, especially chronic homelessness among veterans. Several years ago, the federal government made a commitment to prevent and end veteran homelessness by 2015. To make this goal a reality would require the breaking down of institutional silos and increasing collaboration between two federal agencies. In an effort to confront this seemingly intractable issue, two federal departments, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, have joined together to strategically align their resources and coordinate efforts to end veteran homelessness. We present the perspectives of two key leaders directly involved in this cross-agency collaboration, Susan Angel from VA and Mark Johnston from HUD. Both bring an exacting combination of practical knowledge and an understanding of the work to be done and the progress achieved to date. Please note that since this interview, Ms. Angel is retired from public service. Here's Mark Johnston on setting context and a comprehensive national strategy to prevent and end veteran homelessness.
Well, let me give just some brief context here, and that is for years, the federal government has been trying to confront homelessness. But this is the first time that we've ever actually had a strategic plan to end it. In the past, we've tried to manage it, we've tried to address it, but we've never been committed to actually ending homelessness. And so the 19 agencies that make up the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness, which have great leadership from the VA and HUD, and other agencies are very involved as well, really got their arms around the fact that there are various subpopulations of the homeless that we need to focus on if we're going to strategically end this problem. So the goals include ending chronic homelessness, that's persons living on the streets or in shelters for long periods of time who are disabled. There's ending veteran homelessness, ending family and children homelessness. And then the last goal was simply, not even frankly that simply, but to help set the path for ending all other forms of homelessness. So there's some folks that don't fit into those categories, such as single individuals that don't have disability. But our primary focus is chronic homelessness, veteran homelessness, and family and youth homelessness.
Susan Angel, formerly from VA, identifies the characteristics of the homeless veteran population.
Homeless veterans are typically males between the ages of 31 and 61, and they have many risk factors for homelessness. First, poverty, lack of good health and support services, unemployment, a lack of access to affordable housing. They might have disabling psychological conditions like post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, domestic violence, military sexual trauma, drug and alcohol issues, physical and mental illness, past history of incarceration, a difficult transition from active duty service. But of all of the risk factors that I've mentioned, poverty is the number one risk factor. Another unique factor for veterans, they are usually entering the homeless service provision area by themselves. They don't come with families or partners. They are by themselves. So quite a bit of isolation.
Mark Johnston from HUD explains the benefit of pursuing a housing-first approach to ending veteran homelessness.
Well, the concept of Housing First came about from an outreach worker in New York City named Sam Simberis, who was, when he was engaging homeless persons and was trying to help stabilize them so they could move into, for instance, emergency shelter, kept getting these responses that, I don't want to go to shelter. I don't want to get stabilized. I want a house. And so he changed his thinking and therefore his program in terms of what he was going to do. And the concept of Housing First is really get people housed first and then focus on everything else. Because once you're housed, one of our most basic needs in life, then you can start focusing on the other issues around you, such as perhaps your drug abuse or mental health issues. So at first, many groups were skeptical of this approach. Even HUD was concerned. And so we did a national study to get a sense of how well it did work. And we were quite impressed with the results that, in fact, about 84% of all chronically homeless persons, that's persons living on the streets with a mental illness, were still housed a year after they got placed immediately into their own apartments. And so we really have been touting that with the VA for 4 years now, that this really is the solution for people that need long-term permanent housing.
Johnson and Angel explain the importance of the HUD Veteran Affairs Supportive Housing Program, or HUDVASH, to their collective efforts.
It is a wonderful, unique program across, I think, all of government in that this is the only instance I know of where two federal agencies jointly administer a single program. So we use our expertise of knowing how to provide rental assistance, and we rely on the VA for a lot in terms of providing outreach to the veterans, clinical services. So we do the housing and VA does the services. And we've proven that it works really, really well, especially for people living on the streets and have been homeless for a very long period of time. So the Congress, who we jointly developed this with many years ago, has given us a lot of flexibility on how to use it and have given us support each and every year. Even through these tough, tough budget times, we continue to get an appropriation for that particular program.
The HUDVASH program has probably been one of our most effective ways to end veteran homelessness. It really is the housing part of ending homelessness that VA does not have the authority to provide. So this partnership makes it possible. We currently have about 48,000 vouchers to use, and because of our joint efforts, we have housed 41,000 veterans in these HUDVASH units. At this point in time, we're targeting our HUDVASH resources to our most chronically, most in-need veterans. It's also a great asset for us for those homeless veterans that may not quite fit in transitional housing or other programs like single parents with kids. It's a great option for single parents with kids.
As they say, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So how has HUD's Homeless Prevention Rapid Rehousing Program made a difference?
Where we were able to serve about 1.3 million people over the course of 3 years, which was a huge program to stand up. It was $1.5 billion. And we learned a lot of lessons. And I think the two most important lessons that I learned from this was twofold. First of all, and you heard from that name, it's kind of long. It's two concepts. It's homelessness prevention and rapid rehousing. Rapid rehousing simply means if somebody becomes homeless, let's rapidly rehouse them back into an apartment. We can pay the rent for a little while. We can pay the utilities for a little while. We can even help with some case management for a little while. And we let the communities decide how long that's going to be. It might be 3 or 4 months. It might be a year. And what we found was that most homeless people that we helped needed a very small amount of investment to solve their homeless problem. So much so, in fact, that after a year, 90% of all the families assisted that we've seen across the country were still housed. And the cost was only about $1,200 per person. So that was a huge aha moment for HUD, and I think for the VA as well, is that we don't have to have a really expensive intervention for every homeless person. We need to have dosages of interventions where if you're living on the streets for years, you're probably going to need permanent housing and a lot of services for some time to come. But for most homeless people, they will not need nearly that much intervention. The second important lesson, and one that was kind of surprising for me, was rapid rehousing is an incredibly cost-effective and efficient intervention. And prevention is something we don't want to use targeted homeless dollars for. We can see bigger mainstream programs targeting that a lot more. That's their role as mainstream welfare programs. So going forward with our existing programs, we're really encouraging communities to use our limited, very limited resources for rapid rehousing and less so for homelessness prevention.
Susan Angel tells us more about what VA is doing to raise awareness of these programs available to at-risk vets.
We have had a campaign effort called Make the Call. Mm-hmm. We have a 24/7 call center for homeless veterans. And we went across the country. Our top leadership hit 28 cities in 2 weeks and did radio, TV, ribbon cuttings, stand downs, all to talk about this call center and Make the Call. Probably one of our biggest asset for outreach are our vet centers. We have 300 vet centers across the nation, and they're primarily staffed by fellow combat veterans. These vet centers also have mobile vet centers. These mobile vet centers are these great big bus things, and they're equipped with offices and technology such that they can go out to an event and provide care, provide counseling, get someone eligible and into the VA system of care. They can also take those mobile vet centers and go out into our very rural areas on a regular basis to make sure that not just expecting veterans to come to us, but we're reaching out to veterans and making sure we reach them. The other thing that we do are stand downs. Mm-hmm. We have stand downs across the country, and it's an event, usually once a year, one or two or three days, where the entire community comes together, the VA, the local service provider, social services, whatever a veteran might need, food, shelter, clothing, health screenings, all those things are available at a stand down.
In the end, it's all about breaking down the institutional silos that exist and permitting folks to collaborate. So how has HUD and VA used a shared leadership model in order to end veterans' homelessness? Susan Angel explains.
Well, breaking down the silos within government is critically important and I think is really the foundation of our success. We have a shared leadership that's very important to both of our organizations. It's so important that both of our secretaries, Secretary Shinseki and Secretary Donovan, have agreed to form a 2-year leadership team for the United States Interagency Council on Homelessness. And this facilitates long-term planning and goal setting for the 19 members of this agency. So this is the first time this has happened, and it really shows how closely we are working together, and there isn't a silo between VA and HUD. We also support the shared leadership by reviewing data together. We develop joint interventions in communities that are struggling. We team up for opportunities like this so we can jointly get the message out to people that government is working together as a team to solve a very critical social problem in our country. We do things like joint briefings to Congress. Mm-hmm. Everything we can do together, we do it.
Stay tuned as we wrap up this edition of the Business of Government magazine with insights on reshaping public human service delivery when this special edition of the Business of Government Hour returns.